It's Neil and with Ken Early. And you know what? We might get to multi-club models and heads of football. We might discuss the oddity of Kyle Walker's day after interview on refereeing controversy and whether or not that's the same as being negative about a referee's decision the day after. We might do that. We might also touch upon charges and the like, shifts in the way in which PSR might be calculated moving forward. We might do that, but this thing happened in front of me when I watched Liverpool play Manchester City, right in front of me. And I couldn't get it out of my head, and I knew I was going to have to talk to someone about it, and I've decided that it's Ken. And I grabbed it and sent it over to him. There was this point in the game, Ken, and there's one of these every single time Liverpool and City play each other, and sometimes there's more than one. And the better the two teams are, the more often it happens in the game, where there was one City player on the deck, four City players crowded around the ball, and three Liverpool players crowded around the ball in a centre circle, effectively playing the football of eight-year-olds. And I'm just struck with all the advances in sports science, all the advances in tactics, all the advances in the way in which Guardiola sees the game and Klopp sees the game. So often, these games have these moments that are just reduced back down to the level of playground football. And I just think it's astonishing.
Yeah, well, why is it astonishing, though? It's that's just what happens. I mean, it's chaos. Like, I mean, you know, watching the... You know the way when a big game happens like this, you get like loads of next day analysis, some of which is like really good now, you know? I mean, it's sort of, I mean, I'm in a situation where I have to write about a game that I've literally just seen, and I don't have time to rewatch the game and sort of pause and go back and have a look at this. You know, all the kind of stuff that you see on the sort of the Monday YouTubes, where oftentimes I'm like, oh yeah, I thought, you know, that's good. Like, I didn't see this, or that's interesting. So there was loads of stuff about the game in terms of the tactical tweaks that Klopp made in response to sort of City dominating the first, you know, 10, 15 minutes. You know, the different positioning of the fullbacks, and, you know, are they coming inside or are they going high, or, you know, what's Harvey Elliott doing? What are Szoboszlai and McAllister doing? How are they choking off the supply to De Bruyne and all this kind of stuff, which frankly, when you're watching a game, isn't as obvious. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I guess people like Klopp and Guardiola are paid a lot more than, you know, it's like Guardiola said, I'm a manager, my life is better than yours. I mean, he gets paid a lot more. He understands the game better. So, you know, these ideas are all there. These are things that are happening. But also, I mean, it is sort of funny in the sense of how much of it, like, you know, the counters on the diagrammatic pitch and, like, you know, the cover shadows and the positioning and all of that stuff. And, like, it comes down to, like, is Endo going to, like, win the challenge? You know, is he going to pass the ball to his teammate? Like, it's sort of, it's the chaos that's, like, underlying all this and actually ultimately is deciding everything. Because, I mean, the game, for all of the tactical sort of back and forth that was happening between the managers and the whole chess side of it, is just, well, it's decided by mad events.